Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community. This program is sponsored in part by the Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, AFL-CIOs, and we appreciate their support very much. Joining us today, we've got Dan Duddis. He is the Director of Chamber Watch for the Public Citizen. Dan, welcome to the Union Edge.
Thanks for having me on.
Dan, it's my pleasure. We appreciate it. Love what you guys are doing when it comes to Chamber Watch. President Trump decided to pull us out of the Paris Accords. We are now one of three countries in the world that is not participating in a voluntary yet a voluntary program, but a program that, as far as I know, all the major players have lived up to what they promised. And Donald said it was not binding enough on the other guys, but too binding on us. Something like that. What's going on?
Well, what's going on is this is another example of where you see the power of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. For your listeners, first, a few words about the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. You know, I think a lot of people are familiar with their hometown chamber, whether or not you live in, say, Pittsburgh or Akron or Denver, wherever you live. You probably have a hometown chamber of commerce, and these hometown chambers often do a lot of good work about promoting the development of their local communities. The U.S. chamber is a very different animal. It's a very political animal. It is by far the largest lobbyist in this country, spending last 20 years well over $1 billion on lobbying. It's a huge dark money election spender. The last election cycle, it was the largest dark money election spender at congressional races, and 100% of the money that they spent supported Republican candidates. Obviously, you know, business is not partisan. The voice of American business shouldn't be partisan either. So what you've seen, Trump gets elected, he doesn't have many ideas, much of an ideology, and so the chamber's very reactionary, anti-regulatory agenda is getting implemented, whether it's on questions that relate to worker health and safety, consumer safety, or, as in the case of the Paris Accord, the environment.
You know, that's kind of strange. I mean, you know, I understand that the Chamber of Commerce doesn't like having working people have to pay union dues, but they demand dues from the people that are members, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of hypocrisy. You know, they are always talking about, you know, other organizations, the government should be transparent, but then they themselves are, you know, very, very opaque about who funds them. We know that it's mostly some big companies. There's probably some, you know, rich people money in there, too. A couple years ago, you know, it came out that the Koch brothers were channeling some money that way. So, I mean, you know, they're a group that is diametrically opposed to the interests of working people, of consumers, and, as you know, as we started talking about, the environment. And so in the case of the Paris Accord, the Chamber of Commerce financed this sham study that predicted massive job losses, shrunken GDP if the United States were to implement the Paris Accord. And Trump then just sort of took all of those predictions, which have been fairly thoroughly debunked, and said, okay, this is why we have to leave. And I think it's important for people to know that, you know, all of these claims that Paris is going to cause massive job losses in the U.S., that other countries aren't going to have to do anything, are just quite simply not true. In fact, the requirements, and not even really requirements, because this is, as you said, voluntary, but the expectations for a lot of European countries are actually even higher in terms of the amounts that they have to cut, the amounts that they're supposed to pay into a green climate fund, which would help poor countries, you know, stop cutting down their rainforests, implement renewable energy programs in those countries. The European countries have to pay in, you know, even more on a per capita basis than the U.S. would. And I think the other thing that's important for people to know about is that, you know, there are a lot of jobs now in renewable energy. I mean, there are a lot of people who are working, you know, whether it's on the engineering side, developing solar, wind, tidal, geothermal, all of these new clean energy forms. there are also a lot of people working installing these. Solar installations are a huge boom business in a lot of places in this country. So, you know, the chamber, which claims to focus about jobs and economic growth, is really missing the boat.
Right. Right. How do we fix this?
Well, one thing we can do is start putting some pressure on some of these companies that fund the chamber. Now, you know, as I said, there's a lot of opacity in terms of who funds the chamber. But some companies voluntarily disclose the donations, the funding that they give to trade associations like the chamber. And so we have launched, along with Daily Coast, Sierra Club, Corporate Accountability International, some other groups, a campaign called Drop the Chamber, where we are trying to get these big companies to stop funding the chamber. And we're specifically looking at companies that claim to, you know, be in favor of sustainability and working to protect the environment, that have made commitments to trying to cut down on tobacco usage, have made commitments towards equal pay for equal work for women, because these are three areas where a lot of companies have made commitments, but the chamber is on the other side of these issues. So the chamber is against environmental regulations. It has lobbied all over the world against anti-smoking laws and regulations, and it has lobbied intensely against equal pay rules in this country. So we started by asking three companies that I'm sure your listeners are all familiar with, Disney, Pepsi, and The Gap. These are all companies that have good policies, at least on paper, on these issues. We're asking them to stop funding a group that works at cross purposes to the solutions that they claim they want to see.
What's reaction been so far?
So far, we have just launched a petition campaign where we are up to 20,000 signatures. We've had over 60 civil society groups from around the world have signed on to letters to the CEOs of these companies asking them to drop the chamber. It's gotten a lot of press so far. In terms of the companies, at least when they have been contacted by the reporters that have been writing about this, really haven't wanted to say a lot. I think for understandable reasons, you know, for example, you've got the CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, who quit Trump's advisory council because of the Paris decision. You know, there's been reporters now who are asking him, well, if you quit Trump's advisory council, why aren't you quitting the Chamber of Commerce, which paid for the study that Trump used to justify pulling out of the Paris Accord? They haven't really wanted to answer those questions as of yet. But we're hopeful that if enough people, put pressure on them, whether it's on social media, whether it's by signing a petition, that eventually these companies will see that, from the standpoint of their own reputations, it doesn't make sense to be in this sort of a group. Particularly, you know, any company has an ideologically diverse consumer base. You know, there are Republicans, there are Democrats, there are independents who go to The Gap, who drink Pepsi, who go watch Disney movies. You know, none of these companies should be favoring a group like the Chamber, which has become so extremely partisan that it's really just spending money for Republican politicians and just advancing.
Right, not people, the politicians. Right now we're talking with Daniel Dudas. He is he's the executive director of Chamber Watch for the Public Citizen. Dan, what is the website that we can go to find out more, to sign up, so on and so forth?
Absolutely. So to sign the petition, you can go to the Chamber Watch website, which is www.chamberofcommercewatch.org. You can also find us on Facebook. We're U.S. Chamber Watch on Facebook. And on Twitter, we're at U.S. Chamber Watch on Twitter.
There you go. And give us those websites one more time.
www.chamberofcommercewatch.org. And then on Facebook, we're U.S. Chamber Watch. And on Twitter, we're at U.S. Chamber Watch.
Fantastic. Just out of curiosity, Dan, if you had to speculate, how many signatures do you think it's going to take before Pepsi, Disney, or anybody else takes this seriously?
It is hard to say, but the more signatures we can get, the more seriously they will take it. There's a lot of activism now. People are realizing that their pocketbooks, their wallets, They want to spend their money in a way that is consistent with their values and their beliefs. And so they're telling companies, you know, don't associate yourself with Trump or don't associate yourself with some of these really bad reactionary policies that Trump and the Republican Congress are trying to push through right now. So I really encourage people, you know, this is a way that it's a simple, easy way that you can have an impact on some of the bad stuff that's happening in Washington and hopefully put a stop to it.
Absolutely. Dan, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it. And how do we find out more about Public Citizen?
Public Citizen, you can go to www.citizen.org or www.publiccitizen.org, and you will see all the stuff we do in all the various areas.
Fantastic. We appreciate it. Keep up the fight, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.